This is Whitney. Thank you. Hello, my name is Whitney. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I'm calling because I received a phone call from you all about an hour ago, and I had some other questions that have come in my head, and I wanted to try to, I could try to track the number that called me, but it is like a marketing service number, and so how do I get back in touch with the person that called me from the Alabama Department of Public Health?
What were you trying to do?
I have a question about some of the information that she was sharing with me, and I have now come up with a question. You know, after you get off the phone with somebody, you start thinking about things, and so I have a question, and I'm trying to find the person that called me. And
I have no idea who called you, ma'am.
Okay,
you need to contact the original number. No, ma'am, you'll need to contact the original number that you called the first time or however you got in contact with someone the first time.
I did, and it's a marketing service.
I'm not sure, ma'am. You can go to adph.org or cdc.gov. What did you do the first time? What were you doing the first time?
I didn't do anything the first time. Alabama Department of Health has been calling me. I am a COVID, tested positive for COVID, and they have been calling and checking on me, which is very nice and very thoughtful. I'm trying to get back in touch with them.
That information we don't have, ma'am. You can try adph.org or cdc.gov and see if they have a contact number other than this number, but that's the only option I have. I'm not sure who called you or how to get in contact with them. We're just a COVID vaccine hotline, which we have thousands of answering the phone, so I have no idea who you spoke with.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling into the Department of Public Health Coronavirus.